Hi, my name is Elizabeth Bukta, and I work at Lincoln Library, the public one, not the presidential one. I moved to the area last year after living abroad in Berlin for a couple years. Over there, news and culture are treated a little bit differently than here. Especially in the city, there's plenty of access to factual news reporting and stimulating cultural content, because these are valued and supported by their society. In America, as you know, the story is a little bit different. Access to factual news, like access to a library and clean drinking water, isn't a given. Some parts of America have these things and some places don't. I want to live in a community that has them, and yet, until today, I guess I was part of the problem. Since I moved here in August, I've listened to NPR every day. I'm an indiscriminate listener. I'll listen to the news, to Car Talk, to Chris Lilly on the new Prairie Home Companion, to interviews, to conversations, to questions and answers, and questions without answers. I listened every day, and yet I hadn't committed any financial support to the station until today. When you use something every day, or even only occasionally, and you come to rely on it, it's easy to forget the monumental effort behind providing the service until it's gone, and your library is closed, your favorite station is off the air, and instead of a community, you now have a wasteland of ignorance. That's not where I want to live. So please consider supporting NPR Illinois today.